Hello, my ninja friends. Scotting over the Carly Sin Ninja. Couldn't have said that much quicker. So it's Friday, the 10th of July. And on the usual walk. And I thought just a bit of a quick podcast. So this week, it's been a great week. This week in sales and sales support. We've had a lot of cars go out. And we've done a lot of orders. But one thing's fairly prevalent, and that's motivation. So the whole team are completely fired up. And they have been for the past couple of months since coming back off of furlough. So there's a big job at hand and we need to sort of get the orders in and do what we need to do. So today's podcast is all about motivation and my thoughts of motivation and the best ways forward. So if you are a sales manager, even a salesman, a sales controller, dealer principal, owner or partner of any business, we've all got sales teams, and the sales team needs to be completely fired up. And we're not talking about incentives, we're not talking about chucking money at people and things like that, but the fire has to come from them. And the only way that that can happen is through the manager to ignite that fire. So before I begin, sorry about the I'm sort of walking at the moment. It's a little bit windy, so I'm just going to keep on, going. So apologies if the sound quality isn't the best. So with motivation, it's possibly one of the hardest things that a sales manager or anyone that's involved in a large team can have, because everything goes on, sort of personal lives, outside of work, that's out of everyone's control. So some days the sales manager may come in on a Monday, he's had pretty of a sort of heavy weekend, let's say, and he doesn't really want to stand up in front of everyone and start talking about what to do, how we're going to do it and all of this. But I promise you now that you just need to do that. You need to sort of just get out of that comfort zone if you're not used to it. But most sales managers have been a sales manager for a little while, and they just need to just really understand that the team has to be highly motivated for the week. If nothing's ever said, nothing will ever get done. And it's the same old saying, if you do the same old things, you get the same old results. And unfortunately in sales, that's exactly what's going to happen. So with what we do is that we have meetings every day. So meetings once or twice a week just doesn't work. You lose the synergy of the team, you lose the synergy of majority of things as well within the business, and you really do need to sort of just listen to what the team are saying, get them all together literally every single day. So I get the team together sort of 5 to 10 minutes a day in the morning, and we just sit and we just talk. We talk about, not about what's going on in the news and what the weather's like, but just really just home in on what's going on with the customers, what do we need to do to convert customers, how sales support getting on, how our renewals getting on, if there's any complaints as well. So we bring all that up in the meeting. But the meetings have to last 10 minutes to 15 minutes. It cannot go over. If it goes over, people just lose interest. So as the person that's holding the meeting, you just need to really sort of just really rally up the team, just motivate them highly. So just talk about, right, what we've got going on today, what customers are we going to get over the line, how many proposals that we've had, what we're waiting for from our finance partners, what's the level of inquiries, and then really sort of then just bat it over to the salesperson or the salespeople and just say, look, you know, any thoughts of how we can get new business? Any ideas of how we can do things a bit differently? Maybe do a different advert, or maybe look at a certain product for better discount that we can go to market in. If you sort of invest your time into the team will just absolutely just obliterate it and they'll follow. So if you motivate hard, the team will follow you no matter what happens within the business. And a highly motivated team is bloody dangerous, because no matter what obstacles you're sort of trying to sort of overcome, as a team, you will achieve great things. And that's what we're finding at the moment. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on at the moment with COVID and emissions on cars, coming out of Brexit, all of that stuff. There's so much negativity out there, but you get the team together just for 5 to 10 minutes a day, you'll see the transformation instantly. And what you can also do as well is that when you're doing this, if there is a salesperson that's sitting there that's a little bit sort of, a little bit down, a little bit negative, you know, they're just the same old stuff that they're saying. You can see they're not engaging in the meeting. Just say to them, right, okay, well, tomorrow you're going to take the meeting. So what I mean by that is that you're not ruling by fear. It's not the sort of carrot and stick situation where you hit them over the head. It just gives them an opportunity to feel what it's like as a manager and to embrace the team. And I tell you what, the ones that are very quiet, that aren't doing much and not really bringing too much to the table on the meetings, they're the ones that are absolutely like a little gold mine, because they may have some ideas that you think, Christ, I never thought of that before, and then you just run with it. So motivation is a big part, and with any sales team, motivation is probably, you know, is what you need more than anything. Without a team, you haven't got a business. It's as simple as that. So what we do every Friday, and it's definitely worth having a look on LinkedIn. So go onto LinkedIn, go onto my profile, Scott Norville, and you'll see what we do on a Friday. So we do this thing called spin the wheel, and it's a very simple thing. So we've got a wheel, clearly, that we spin, and on that wheel we've got certain prizes, and the only way that you can spin that wheel is by having the most applications coming through, so proposals, and the most revenue, so commission. So the top salesperson, so the top biller, has a go at spin the wheel. And then what we tend to do as well is that we then look at the admin side, and whoever on the administration side on our sales support that's gone above and beyond, they also get a chance to spin the wheel. And the prizes vary. So they vary from £50 vouchers to half a day off to a day off. A couple of little booby prizes there, like 10 second dance, which no one wants to land on. You don't want to see me dancing like MC Hammer on drugs. So that's what we do. And I tell you what, everyone gets fired up from the word go. So Monday comes and that's all they're talking about. It's like, right, well, I want to get on that board. I want to start spinning that wheel and I want to start sort of winning some prizes. So it's something very simple. You can get you go on Amazon and get one of these Wheel of Fortunes, they're called. I did, it cost £10. So it's, what's that, $14 that you can get one for. Put the little prizes on each little section of the wheel and then just set it up. We film it as well, and then as soon as we film it, we whack it straight on then to social media, so people can also see what we're up to, and that gives great social presence as well. So that's how I fire up the team. But I highly recommend, if you're having meetings once or twice a week, just scrap it. There's just absolutely just no point doing it. You need it consistent. Get the meetings consistent, because you will have, like, maybe a new starter that comes in, they're not really too sure what's happening, they're a little bit shy, but one every single day that goes by, they will understand, actually, yeah, I'll need to sort of give my, how many people I've got on the go and some ideas to the table, because that's what's going to be asked. And as soon as everyone starts gelling and they understand what needs to be done, the team just literally just gets engaged and just fires the business up. So that's it. So motivation is the key. Motivation only comes from the manager. It doesn't come from an individual. It comes from the manager. So if you're having a bad day, leave that bad day outside of the office. Forget about that. That bad day, unfortunately, will still be there when you leave. But when you're in the office, that's the time to motivate the team. If you lead the team, they will follow. Oh, that's a nice little phrase there. But it's true. It's absolutely true. Like I said, we've overcome a lot of hurdles over the past 6 months. Hurdles which I thought we'd never overcome. And we've done it. And it's only down to the team. It's not down to me. It's not down to any single individual. It's down to the team working as a team. And I can't express that enough. And also, when I'm talking about teams, never, never, in my humble opinion, never class your team members as staff. So if someone sort of says, oh, so what, how many people have you got working for you? Oh, I've got 14 staff. Staff is an awful word. Staff just shows that there's, you know, people above certain positions, and it's just, It just doesn't work. If you call your team members staff, it just doesn't bond. Call them a team because they are a team and they work as a team. And if they're working for a team for you, you'll see the results extremely quickly. So anyway, that's it from me. Any questions, just ping me an email. Thanks very much for a lot of people that have. I've had Roger, Andy, Beverly, Susan, and Craig. Thanks very much for the emails that you sent over with some, you wanted some advice and everything else. Once again, I'm no guru. I'm just a single person just running a business in Northampton, and I'm just going through what I'm going through, and I'm trying to sort of bring that message across, because like I said, it's not easy. Starting a business and running a business and trying to keep it successful is very difficult. So I'm open to any questions. Fire it over. My email address is scott.norville, that's N-O-R-V-I-L-L-E, at silverstonefleetmanagement, that's all one word, .com. So that's it for me. So any questions, just let me know, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.